This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. Ikhwan, we'll be starting in a minute or so, inshallah. If the brothers can fill the space here in front, inshallah. Move forward. Jazakumullah khair, don't worry. I don't bite. I don't know about the sheikh, but I don't bite. Please, move forward. Jazakumullah khair. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على خير خلق الله أجمعين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سار على نهجه واقتفى أثره واهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين ثم ما بعد سلام الله عليكم ورحمته وبركاته. So as announced, inshallah ta'ala, we're starting or beginning the Ramadan conference with the first lecture entitled The Month of the Qur'an. And with us today, inshallah ta'ala, is our own Sheikh Zakaullah Salim. And we have quite a packed schedule, inshallah ta'ala. So straight after this lecture, we'll be praying Maghrib. And after Maghrib, there will be a lesson or lecture by Sheikh Mustafa Abu Rayyan entitled Fiqh of Ramadan. And then after that, inshallah ta'ala, a lecture by Ustadh Abdullah Al-Tayyib, School of Taqwa is the title. And then after Isha, inshallah ta'ala, with Ustadh Ahmed Loyan, the month of Tawbah. So quite a packed schedule, inshallah ta'ala. And after that, we'll have a panel with the speakers to give us a short farewell reminder or advice, inshallah ta'ala. And so without further ado, I'll hand it over to our Sheikh. فليتفضل مشكورا مأجورا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد الله سبحانه وتعالى says in the Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. The month of Ramadan is the month in which the Quran was revealed. This is the only ayah in the Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the mention of the month of Ramadan by saying Shahru Ramadan, the month of Ramadan. We know the month of Ramadan is the month of fasting, the month of generosity, the month of giving in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the month of dua, the month of showing kindness and mercy towards each other, the month that holds so many virtues. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this particular ayah highlighted something special about the month of Ramadan. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. Allah did not say the month of Ramadan is the month in which you believers have to fast. Allah did not say the month of Ramadan is the month in which you are required or you should give a lot of charity. Although all these acts of worship are established from the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. But in order to highlight the strong connection between Ramadan and the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. The month of Ramadan is the month in which the Quran was revealed. Allah says in Surah Al-Qadr, in Juz 30, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Verily we revealed the Quran in laylatul qadr. And laylatul qadr is within the month of Ramadan. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. At one single night, Laylatul Qadr, in which Quran was revealed, is better than 1,000 months. And that night has been given that status because of the Quran. What does it mean that Quran has been revealed in Ramadan? We know that the Quran was revealed to the Prophet ﷺ over the duration of 23 years. Quran was not revealed completely at once, rather Quran was revealed to the Prophet ﷺ over the duration of 23 years. What does this ayah or these ayat then mean that Quran was revealed in the month of Ramadan or in Laylatul Qadr? As the Mufassirun and the scholars have explained, that it means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran from a lawh al-mahfuz, from preserved tablet, to the heaven, to the lowest heaven, as-sama' al-dunya. And the entire Quran was revealed to the lowest heaven, and then gradually over the duration, and the Quran was revealed from al-lawh al-mahfuz to the lowest heaven on Laylatul Qadr. Although there is a difference of opinion amongst the scholars based on various ahadith, whether Laylatul Qadr is 27th night or 28th or 27th or 29th or 25th or 23rd or 21st. It can be any of the odd nights within the last 10 nights. But the Quran was revealed in Laylatul Qadr within the month of Ramadan that highlights and shows the value and the status of the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. And since the Quran was revealed in the month of Ramadan, it also shows that the Quran and another important act of worship that Muslims perform in the month of Ramadan, which is none other than fasting, has strong link. Has very strong connection. Although Quran was revealed, or the revelation of the Quran started before the fasting was prescribed on the believers, because the fasting became obligatory. It became obligatory upon Muslims in the second year after the Hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the revelation of the Quran had started way before that, many years before that. So Quran comes first and then fasting. And the fast and Quran have very strong connection. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, As-siyamu wal-Qur'anu yashfa'ani lil-abdi yawm al-qiyamah. The fast and Quran, both will intercede on behalf of the servant on the day of judgment. Yaqulu as-siyam. The fast will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O my Lord, I prevented your slave from eating and drinking. So accept my intercession on his behalf. And the Quran will say, Ya Rabbi mana'tuhu an-nawma bil-layl. O my Lord, I prevented your servant from sleep at night. He used to wake up and he used to recite me. And I prevented him from sleeping at night. فَشَفِّعْنِي فِيهِ يَا رَبْ. O my Lord, accept my intercession in his behalf and allow him and grant him entry into Jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اقرأوا القرآن فإنه يأتي يوم القيامة شفيعا لأصحابي. Recite the Quran, read the Quran as much as you can, because the Quran will come on the day of judgment and it will intercede on behalf of those who have strong connection with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The month of Ramadan comes every year in order for us to revive our connection and in fact to rebuild and to enhance our relationship with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do. As the companion Ridwanullah al-Mijma'in used to do, as our Salaf used to increase their recitation of the Quran in the month of Ramadan, and they used to enhance their relationship with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam, he used to recite Quran during the day, at night, throughout the year anyway. But when the month of Ramadan would come, Jibreel alayhi salam, he used to come down and he used to recite the Quran upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet alaihi salatu wasalam would recite the Quran back unto Jibreel alaihi salam. And during the very last Ramadan in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet alaihi salatu wasalam read the Quran to Jibreel twice, and Jibreel recited the Quran to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam twice. It happened twice, and it is mentioned in the hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam considered that final recitation of the Quran to Jibreel alayhi salam in the month of Ramadan, when he did twice, he considered that as an indication or sign of his passing away. That is why a few months after the month of Ramadan, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam passed away. And this is what he sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to his daughter Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam used to increase his recitation of the Quran during the month of Ramadan. He used to recite the Quran obviously during the day and more so at night. During the night prayer, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam used to increase the recitation of the Quran in the month of Ramadan. It is mentioned in the hadith that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam led his companions Ridwanullahi alayhi majma'in in the night prayer for three nights. And that is the evidence for us when we offer Salatul Taraweeh, the night prayer, throughout the month of Ramadan. Because the companion Ridwanullahi al-Jama'in, they made it their routine and their practice and their habit to offer the night prayer every single night in the month of Ramadan. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in congregation, he led only for 3 nights. And the description of his leading the night prayer is mentioned in the hadith. And it is mentioned in hadith reported by Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah on the authority of Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it was his practice that he would lead Salatul Isha and he would go back home. And then he alayhi salatu wasalam, sometime he would take a bit of rest after Isha and then he would wake up and offer the night prayer. And sometime he sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to begin his night prayer straight after Salatul Isha. Because the time for night prayer starts after Salatul Isha all the way up to the start of Salatul Fajr, of the beginning of the Fajr time. It can be prayed any time, although the best time is the latter part of the night. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam used to offer his night prayer through the year and more in Ramadan. He used to increase his recitation during his night prayer in the month of Ramadan. He would not increase the number of rak'at, as Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha was asked about the sunnah and the practice of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam with regards to the night prayer. And she said, مَا كَانَ يَزِيدُ فِي رَمَضَانَ وَلَا فِي غَيْرِهِ عَلَىٰ 11 رَكَعَةً. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not pray and he would not offer more than 11 rak'at in Ramadan other than the month of Ramadan. But how would he increase? He would increase the duration of his rak'at. So, one of the Ramadans, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he led Salatul Isha and then rather than going back home, he alayhi salatu wasalam stayed at the masjid and he started his night prayer in the masjid. And this was something unique, as I say, it was something strange for the companions, something new. The Prophet and when the companions, Sahaba Ridwanullahi Majma'in, when they heard the beautiful recitation of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, they started joining him in the night prayer. And remember, before that, during Ramadan, the companions, they used to offer the night prayer within the masjid of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in small groups, as Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha has mentioned. So, for example, a group of 10 companions in one part of the masjid, another 5 companions, another 10 companions. So different, because it was permissible. It is allowed. You're not allowed to offer any other salah when the obligatory salah is happening in congregation. But when it's come to nafl prayer, you have the permissibility. It is permissible to offer multiple prayers at the same time. So this is what the companion used to do. And that particular night, when they saw the Prophet ﷺ, he started his night prayer in the masjid and he started his beautiful recitation. The companions, Ridwanullah al-Majma'in, they slowly started joining the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in the night prayer. And they really enjoyed the salah with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And that night, the recitation of the Quran in night prayer, the Prophet sallam continued until the mid of the night. After Isha, until midnight. This is how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to recite the Quran in Ramadan in the night prayer. Then next night, after praying Salatul Isha with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the companions, they waited in the masjid. But the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam, he led Isha and then he entered his home and he did not come out. And the companions, they offered their own night prayer. They waited for a long time, but the Prophet ﷺ did not come out. The following night, the Prophet ﷺ led Salatul Isha, and then he started the night prayer again. And this time, this is the second night, when the companions again joined the Prophet ﷺ in the prayer. And this time, his recitation of the Quran in the night prayer was longer than two nights ago. And then the Prophet ﷺ prolonged his recitation until 2/3 of the night were consumed. And the Prophet ﷺ, he spent 2/3 of the night in offering the night prayer. And the companions, they also joined the Prophet ﷺ. They also enjoyed his recitation. And then the following night, the Prophet ﷺ again missed. And he did not lead. And then the night after, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, this time he led again and he prolonged his recitation. And his qiyam was long, his ruku was long, his sujood was long. So much so that the companion Ridwanullahi al-Majma'in say that we were offering the salah with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, the night prayer with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and we thought that we were going to miss the suhoor tonight. Because it was getting very close to the fajr time. Which means almost the entire night was spent in qiyamul layl. And doing what? Reciting the Quran. This is how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would recite the Quran in the month of Ramadan. And we find that the companions, Dwanullahi Ali Majma'in, they learned from the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and they established that strong connection with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the companions, Ridwanullahi Majma'in, they would recite the Quran the same way. It was a common practice amongst the companions, Ridwanullahi Majma'in, that they would recite the Quran at night, in the night prayer. So as we try to seek the best time for dua, the best time for the recitation of the Quran is the night, particularly in the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it very easy for us that so many huffaz are available. Every single masjid holds Salatul Taraweeh, and we can listen the recitation of the Quran and we can enjoy. But one thing that we need to bear in mind, that listening the recitation of the Quran, no doubt, is one of the best deeds you can do. It is a great deed and a virtuous deed, which we have been encouraged. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, he listened the recitation of the reciter of the Quran. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ma adhina Allahu li shay'in, ma adhina li nabiyyin, hasan as-sawti yataghanna bil Quran." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never listened to anyone so attentively the way he listened to his Nabi when the Nabi recites the Quran. Subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, listen to your recitation when you recite the Quran. And listening the recitation is one of the acts of worship. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to listen the Quran. He used to recite and he would listen. And sometimes he would ask his companions to recite the Quran before him so that he can listen. As it happened with Ubay ibn Ka'b radiyallahu ta'ala. It happened with Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala. It happened with Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu ta'ala. But that this means that we restrict ourselves to the listening of the Quran only? No, my dear brother and sister in Islam. Reading Quran and reciting Quran is also very important. In fact, there is more reward in reading Quran than listening. No doubt, listening is very important. And especially when you want to enhance your pronunciation and your recitation of the Quran, you do have to listen. But don't always depend on listening and you don't make any efforts in reading the Quran. Reading the Quran, the reciting the Quran is also very important. As I said, it's more rewardable than listening the recitation of the Quran. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man qara'a harfan min kitabillah falahu bikulli harfin 'asharatu hasana." Whoever recites and reads one single letter from the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, he gets the reward 10 times for reciting, for reading. That's not the reward when you listen. For listening, you get the reward generally. But you don't get the reward for every single letter that you listen. You get the reward 10 times for every single letter when you read yourself. And this is what we need to do in the month of Ramadan and other than the month of Ramadan. In the month of Ramadan, we should increase our recitation. So if you have your daily routine of reciting the Quran, say one page, you should try to increase the amount and try to double it. Every day, recite two pages. If your routine is to recite one juz every day, by the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, try to double it in the month of Ramadan. This is something that we learn from the sunnah and the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Something that the companions of Allah used to do. Something that the Salaf used to do. They used to increase their recitation of the Quran in the month of Ramadan. So much so that some of the Salaf, they used to stop teaching in the month of Ramadan. Such as Imam Malik, rahimahullah, the Imam al-Hadith, Imam Dar al-Hijra, Imam al-Madina, Imam Malik, rahimahullah, used to teach the Hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sitting in the masjid of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam. And hundreds of people would attend his circle and they would benefit from the knowledge of Imam Malik rahimahullah. But when the month of Ramadan would start, Imam Malik rahimahullah used to stop teaching the hadith of the Prophet sallam, and he used to say, this is the month of the Quran. So let me spend my time in reciting the Quran. And he would increase his recitation of the Quran in the month of Ramadan. Likewise, Imam al-Shafi'i, Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahumullah ajma'in, and many of the Salaf, they used to increase their recitation of the Quran in the month of Ramadan. And this is what we need to do. And we should try to adopt the habit of reciting Quran on a daily basis. As I usually say, it is very strange for a believer that out of 24 hours, he cannot spare 24 minutes for the Quran. Very strange. You can spare time for your food, for your drink, for your work, for everything. But when it comes to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you say, I am so busy, I cannot spare any time. Whereas we find in the hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his companions, Ridwanullahi al-Ijma'in, encouraging them to enhance their relationship with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said to his companions once, he said, who amongst you wants to get two she-camels in the every single morning free of charge? The companion said, O Messenger of Allah, obviously each one of us would like to have free of charge, two she-camels every day free of charge. The Prophet ﷺ said, shall I not inform you of something better than this? They said, why not, O Messenger of Allah? The Prophet ﷺ said, if one of you recites or learns how to recite two verses of the Quran, and he recites only two verses, every morning, it is better for him than getting two she-camels free of charge. And if you recite and learn three verses every morning, then it is better for you than getting three she-camels free of charge. If you learn and recite four verses, it's better for you than getting four she-camels free of charge. Keep increasing. You are rewarded for every single letter, for every single word, for every single ayah, for every single page that you recite in the Quran. And there is no loss at all. No one can say, I wasted my time. Because every single second or less than a second, you are rewarded for that. Do you find any other act of worship like this? Any other act of worship? This is something that's unique that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. The Quran, the book of Allah, which is called Kalamullah, the speech of Allah, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a great honor for the believers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed them with His kalam, with His speech. The words that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke as it befits His Majesty Dhul Jalal ibn Ikram. The same words, the same letters were spoken and uttered by Jibreel alayhi salam. The same letters and words were spoken by the best of the creation of Allah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The same words and letters have been recited over the duration of more than 1400 years. And it will continue like this until the day of judgment. It's a great honor. We need to understand the significance and importance of the recitation of the Quran. And we need to enhance our relationship with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan. Let's look at some of the practical ways of building our connection with the book of Allah Dhul Jalal Ikram. First and foremost, which is very important, I always emphasize on that never ever have an excuse that you are unable to read the Quran. That's not an excuse at all. For anyone, regardless of your age, regardless of your language, regardless of your ability, never ever say that I am unable to recite the Quran. All you need to do is start making efforts. Start making efforts. If you start making efforts, you will be rewarded because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you for your intention. If you start learning the Arabic alphabet, someone tries to burn the Quran, you become so emotional. Obviously, it is not acceptable. It is not acceptable. But is it acceptable for a believer that he does not touch the Quran for an entire year? Last time you recited the Quran, you picked up the copy of the Quran and you recited, was last Ramadan. And now you are waiting for next Ramadan? Or you recited the Quran a month ago? Yeah, I'm not talking about the short amount that you recite. You have to recite in your salah on a daily basis anyway, such as Surah Al-Fatiha and other short surahs. The proper recitation of the Quran. When was the last time you spent half an hour or 1 hour in reciting the Quran? Why the Quran is not part of our daily routine? The way we spare time for our food, the way we spare our time for going through social media pages, the time we spend on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, or this or that. Why can't we spare a few minutes every single day for the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We need to change our habit and we need to realize the significance of enhancing our relationship with the book of Allah Dhul Jalal ibn Ikram. So, try learning the Quran, how to recite the Quran, how to recite the Arabic text. As I said a few weeks ago, talking about the same on the same topic, that there are people out there who say it is important to understand the message of the Quran as for reading the Arabic text, it is not that important. It is wrong. No doubt reading the Quran with understanding, with the translation, it is also important. In fact, it is equally important. But it doesn't mean that you rely on the English translation or whatever translation, whatever your language is, you rely on the translation only and you never make efforts of learning how to recite the Arabic text. You can't get the reward for every single letter 10 times if you read the English translation. You can't. You're missing a great amount of reward if you don't try to learn how to recite the Arabic text. And there are people who focus on the Arabic text only, and some even master in the makharij and the sifat and the rules of tajweed, and they're perfect. But when it comes to the meaning of the Quran, they don't know anything. They don't make any efforts. And again, strange. Reading the Quran, reading the Arabic text of the Quran, as well as knowing and understanding the meaning of the Quran, both of them are equally important. Equally important. The Prophet ﷺ taught both. It is mentioned in a hadith that is reported by Imam At-Tirmidhi rahimahullah on the authority of Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala, who says the Prophet ﷺ was in the masjid and we, the companions, we were sitting with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he raised his sight towards the heavens and then he lowered his head. Then he said, "Hada awanun yukhtalasu fihi al-ilm." The time is coming closer when the knowledge will be snatched away from people. When the knowledge, and the knowledge in this hadith refers to the Quran. The Prophet ﷺ said, the time is coming closer when the knowledge will be snatched away from people. Hatta la yaqdiru minhu ala shay. And the time will come that people will have no knowledge of the Quran at all. No knowledge of the Quran at all. In the gathering was a companion called Labid ibn Ziyad. He said, "O Messenger of Allah, how is it possible? Wallahi laqad qara'na al-Quran wa wallahi lanqra'annahu wa lanuqri'annahu abna'ana wa nisa'ana." How is it possible? We have learned the Quran from you, O Messenger of Allah. We recite the Quran on a regular basis. And we taught the Quran to our women, to our children. And we'll continue teaching it. How is it possible the Quran is snatched away from us? The Prophet ﷺ said, "In kuntu a'udduka min fuqahai ahli al-Madinah." I used to consider you from the fuqaha of the people of Medina. And then he said, "Have you not seen the Christians and the Jews that they have Torah and Injil with them? Fama aghna anhum." What did Torah and Injil benefit them? Do they not recite Torah? Do they not read Injil? They do. Meaning what? That they do read, but they don't try to understand and they don't implement. They don't try to understand and implement. And this is one of the reasons that many of us, when they even try to recite the Quran, read the Quran, they don't really enjoy it. You don't enjoy the reading and the recitation of the Quran, and even listening the recitation of the Quran, you don't enjoy it. And I mean that really enjoy it. The real enjoy is not in the melody and the beautiful voice. Unfortunately, nowadays, we are always after beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And even when it comes to beautiful voice, we do not even know the standard. All we know is someone who shouts and screams is so, subhanAllah, so beautiful, so emotional recitation. Is this was the recitation of the Quran? Is this how the recitation of the Quran should be done? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam set the standard, and that is the standard we need to know and we need to when we recite the Quran, when we listen the Quran. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, with regards to the perfect and the most beautiful recitation of the Quran, he said, when you hear someone reciting the Quran and you feel, you the listener, you feel that the person is reciting out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. then that sound, that recitation is the best recitation. And when it comes to listening or reciting the Quran, we need to ponder and reflect on the meaning. And we don't enjoy the recitation of the Quran or listening the recitation of the Quran when we don't understand the meaning. And this is the reason, unfortunately, in the month of Ramadan, there are Muslims who keep changing the masajid every single night. One night this masjid, next night another masjid, going around finding someone, finding particularly an imam who recites quick and he can finish the Taraweeh quicker. This is not the purpose of Salatul Taraweeh anyway. I just mentioned before you the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, how the Prophet ﷺ would offer his night prayer and how he would recite the Quran in his night prayer. And you do so because you don't know the meaning. You don't understand the meaning and you don't even make efforts. Alhamdulillah, in this masjid, Greenland Masjid, every year when we print the Ramadan timetable, along with the timetable, a new timetable has been printed anyway, and you see the entire schedule for the entire month. It is printed on the timetable. What ayat, which ayat are going to be recited every single night. Make some efforts to go through the meaning and the translation of those ayat before you come to the masjid to attend Salatul Taraweeh. If you make that effort and then you stand behind the imam in the night prayer in Salatul Taraweeh, you will feel the difference. You feel the difference. When the Quran is recited unto you, and when you listen to the Quran, you feel that the Quran is penetrating into your heart and it is making real change in you. Allah says in the Quran, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ وَلَا يَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِ فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدُ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Allah says, has the time not come for the believers that their hearts start trembling and shaking because of the remembrance of Allah and because of what Allah has revealed in His book? And the believers should not become like those who were given the book before them, like the Christians, the Jews who were given the book and فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدُ. A long period of time passed over them. They neglected, they ignored the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What happened? قَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Then their hearts become so hard. They used to read, they used to recite, they used to listen to the recitation of Torah and Injil, but they would have no impact on their hearts at all. Allah says the believers should not become like this. Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala, when he would recite this ayah, when Allah says, has the time not come for the believers that the hearts start trembling and shaking out of the fear of Allah, out of the dhikr of Allah, and because of what Allah has revealed in the Quran, Abdullah ibn Umar used to say, Bala ya Rabb, Bala ya Rabb, Bala ya Rabb. Why not, oh my Lord, why not? My heart does start, that does tremble and does shake because of the recitation of the Quran. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala is mentioned in his biography, in his seerah, that one of his qualities was كان رجلا رقيق القلب وكان يبكي إذا قرأ القرآن. He was the person of soft heart. And what was the sign of the softness of his heart? What we consider is someone who is kind and gentle towards the poor and needy, someone who is so kind to the orphan, someone who gives a lot in charity, someone who shows kindness and mercy to others. But amongst the companions, the sign of the softness of the heart was, as they said, Abu Bakr, kana yabki idha qara al Quran. Every time he would recite the Quran, he would cry. When was the last time you and I cried when we recited the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The reason is we don't have that connection, that love for the book of Allah. We recite, our tongue moves, we don't understand the meaning. And if we understand the meaning, a simple translation, we don't ponder and reflect. We don't ponder and reflect. Allah says in Surah Al-Anbiya, لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ كِتَابًا فِيهِ ذِكْرُكُمْ. We revealed a book to you, O the believers. فِيهِ ذِكْرُكُمْ. In that book is your mention. You are mentioned in that book. The companion used to say, we have been mentioned in the book. And Abdullah ibn Umar used to say, whenever Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, O you who have believed. Whenever Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, the believer, you need to pay attention. Because what is coming after that, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, it is a special message for you. Because it is different from Ya ayyuhal nas. When Allah says, O people. But when Allah says, O believers, Allah addressing you, the believer. If you consider that you are, if you consider yourself a believer, then that is the message for you. But how many times we recite, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu in the Quran, but we don't understand the message. We don't ponder and reflect on those ayat. That is why it is important for us to learn the recitation of the Quran and also to know and understand the meaning of the Quran. We need to build that relationship with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I conclude with the beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that gives us great encouragement of enhancing our relationship and having that strong connection with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith that is reported by Imam al-Tirmidhi rahimahullah, Hadith Qudsi, the Prophet ﷺ says that Allah has said, Man shagalahu al-Qur'anu an mas'alati, u'tihi ma la u'ti sa'ilin. Whoever gets so occupied with the recitation of the Qur'an and he's busy with the Qur'an, reading Qur'an, reciting Qur'an, reading the meaning of the Qur'an, reading the tafsir of the Qur'an, and then teaching Qur'an to his children, his siblings, his parents, his relatives, to others, his students, who's always busy with the Qur'an. Qur'an is part of his life. So much so that he does not get any time to raise his hand to make dua to Allah. Rather, whenever he gets any chance, any time, all he does, read the Qur'an. He recites the Qur'an, keep reading the Qur'an all the time. And that is the type of connection he has with my book. Allah says, Man shagalahu al-Qur'anu an mas'alati, u'tihi ma la u'ti sa'ilin. I grant such person, such reciter, what I do not give those who ask me, those who make dua to me. It shows that recitation of the Qur'an in one aspect is even more important and more rewardable than even making dua to Allah. No doubt, dua is an act of worship. In fact, dua, there is great significance of dua. But when you have that connection with the Quran, that is why the Salaf used to say, when the month of Ramadan comes, all I do, I focus on two acts of worship only. On two only. Fasting during the day, reciting the Quran during the day at night. If we were to do these two, we'll have successful Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to enhance and to strengthen our relationship with the book of Allah dhul jalal ikram. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us amongst those who have strong love for the book of Allah dhul jalal ikram, those who recite the Quran day and night, and those who draw themselves closer to Allah dhul jalal ikram by reciting his book, Innahu Sami'un Qareeb Mujib. Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.
Jazakallah khair, Sheikh. We will now break for Salat al-Maghrib and we will continue the conference after Salat al-Maghrib with a lecture by Sheikh Mustafa Abu Rayyan titled Fiqh of Ramadan. Barakallahu fikum.